I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What's up, basketball bettors? Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast, daily NBA show presented by SportsbookWire.USAToday.com. I'm the host of the shindig, Jeff Clark. It's Friday, December 31st, the final day in 2021. We have a 10-game slate in the NBA, and I have two best bets I'm going to go over with you in a second here. First, let me shout out the presenting sponsor of this presenting website for this podcast, SportsbookWire.USAToday.com, where you can read mine and my colleagues' daily betting breakdowns for all major sporting events before you make a wager. Also, this podcast is sponsored by our friends at Tipico Sportsbook. They're our odds provider for the Bet Slippin' Podcast, and they're a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older to play, so please see Tipico's website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Please gamble responsibly, y'all. Okay, so I have two best bets here in the Friday, December 31st NBA slate. My two best bets are the Raptors -6.5 when they host the Los Angeles Clippers. And my other best bet is the San Antonio Spurs +5.5 when they visit the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, I went 2-0 yesterday. I gave out three best bets. The player prop, the Andrew Wiggins over 17.5 points, was voided because the Denver Nuggets and Golden State Warriors canceled their game due to the Nuggets not having enough or the player minimum to play that game. But the two bets that I did hit are the under 221.5 in the 76ers Brooklyn Nets game. The Brooklyn Nets lost 102-110. That total was looking a little scary after the first quarter. They see two teams combined for 70 points, trending way over the 221.5 total. The total actually closed at 220.5. So we got closing line value, which is what a lot of sports gamblers, professional sports bettors really kind of hitch their wagon to. You know, it's the results are one thing, but the process and the effectiveness of the process is kind of proven by getting closing line value. So we got closing line value, beat the market on the under 76ers Brooklyn Nets, and that under cashed pretty comfortably, even though the game was definitely trending over after the first quarter. Then the next best bet that we hit on Thursday was the Washington Wizards -3.5 when they hosted the banged up or COVID ravaged Cleveland Cavaliers. The Washington Wizards won that game 110-93, covering easily the 4-point closing line. I gave it out at 3.5, so I got closing line value again with this pick. Go me. The Washington Wizards won the first three quarters. They lost the fourth quarter 21-19, but it was a rocking chair cover, as we say in the business. The Washington Wizards were never not going to cover that game, and the Cleveland Cavaliers just were missing key bodies, including Darius Garland, Ricky Rubio, and Jared Allen, which takes me to the Friday, December 31st slate. So one of these games are actually tipping off here in a minute. I'm recording this podcast at 12:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the first game in the Friday slate is the Phoenix Suns visiting the Boston Celtics. The Phoenix Suns are favored 3.5 points in that game. The total is 216.5, and it tips off at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so 15 minutes. It's not one of my best bets anyways, but it is an interesting Friday, New Year's Eve game between across with a cross-conference battle here. The Phoenix Suns are without several bigs, including JaVale McGee, DeAndre Ayton, and still without Frank Kaminsky. Also, they're down Jay Crowder, whereas Boston is without Jason Tatum, Dennis Schroeder, and Enes Kanter-Freedom. So it's a tough game to wrap my arms around, but because it's tipping off momentarily anyways, I can kind of avoid this game, and it's not one of my best bets. So one of my best bets, though, are the Los Angeles Clippers visiting the Toronto Raptors. The Raptors are laying 6.5 points, and that's why I'm betting here. The Raptors minus 6.5. They're 14-17. The Clippers are 18-17. The Toronto Raptors are coming off of a 114-109 loss, but cover against the Philadelphia 76ers this past Tuesday, whereas the Clippers are coming off of a 91-82 win Wednesday at the Boston Celtics as 6-point road underdogs. The reason why I like Toronto in this matchup, though, is because they're getting healthier. They have several starters returning from the COVID list, such as Fred VanVleet, Scotty Barnes, and OG Anunoby. VanVleet is a key returning piece for the Toronto Raptors. In fact, he's in the 100th percentile in point guards and on-off adjusted net rating at plus 21.4 points per 100 possessions. This is according to cleaningtheglass.com. Anunoby grades in the 70th percentile of forwards and adjusted on-off net rating, whereas Barnes grades in the 60th percentile in forwards and on-off net adjusted rating. These are all according to cleaningtheglass.com. So Fred VanVleet in particular is a much welcomed returning piece for the Toronto Raptors. And the Los Angeles Clippers may be getting back Reggie Jackson, but either way, their backcourt and their team is significantly hampered by COVID or just regular injuries. Paul George is out with an elbow tear in his ligaments in his elbow. I don't know, some elbow injuries got Paul George sidelined for the next month or so. The Clippers starting big of Zubac is in the health and safety protocols list. Nicholas Batum is dealing with an ankle injury. He's still out, and he started several games for the Los Angeles Clippers. Whereas Toronto is the healthiest they've been in weeks. They got back again. They got Fred VanVleet back. They got OG Anunoby back. Scotty Barnes. They got Pascal Siakam and Gary Trent back for their previous game against the Philadelphia 76ers. So the Raptors are trending up, at least from a health perspective. Also, Toronto has a couple strength on weakness edges in its favor, such as ball security and rebounding. The Raptors are second in both defensive turnover rate and offensive rebounding rate, while the Clippers are 23rd in offensive turnover rate and 26th in defensive rebounding rate. So essentially, the Raptors force a lot of turnovers and they crash the glass a ton. The Clippers give up a bunch of turnovers and they're not very good defensive or rebounding team. And that's that comes out in the score and the scoring as well. Toronto is either first or second in fast break points, second chance points scored per game, and points off turnovers scored per game. Where on the other hand, LA ranks 22nd or worse in all three of those metrics. So Toronto has a couple strength on weakness edges, including offensive rebounding and ball security. And I think those will end up being the differentiator in this game. So I'm taking the Raptors minus 6.5, which is a 7:30 Eastern Standard tip-off in Toronto. The next game here I'll talk about briefly, but I don't actually have a best bet in, is the Atlanta Hawks, 15-19 Atlanta Hawks visiting the 20-15 Cleveland Cavaliers. This is also a 7:30 Eastern Standard tip-off. The Cleveland Cavaliers are favored 1.5 points. Total sitting at 217.5. The Hawks just came off of back-to-back losses to the Bulls. And in fact, they're in a three-game losing streak. Their last two losses were to the Bulls, 130-118 Monday and 131-117 Wednesday. They also lost to the New York Knicks, 101-87. but without Trae Young and several bench players. I think Atlanta's recent three-game losing streak is more excusable just because they're dealing with, or is excusable because they're dealing with mad COVID issues, and they played a really good team, the Chicago Bulls, and they played a New York Knicks team that had revenge on its mind after losing the first round of the Hawks last season in a big Christmas Day spot, and they were without their best player, Trae Young. Well, Trae Young is back, but he doesn't have a lot of help returning. The Atlanta Hawks still have Bogdan Bogdanovich, Danilo Gallinari, Kevin Huerter, all on the COVID list, and they're still without DeAndre Hunter as well, who's going to be sidelined for quite some time with a wrist injury. But I lean to the Atlanta Hawks because this is Cleveland's fourth game in the last six nights. They beat the Toronto Raptors Sunday 144-99. They lost to the Pelicans 108-104 Tuesday, and they lost to the Wizards Thursday 110-93. They're playing the second of a back-to-back, obviously. One of my best bets yesterday was the Wizards over the Cleveland Cavaliers. But what's keeping me off this game is the Cleveland Cavaliers are getting a little healthier. Jared Allen is returning to the lineup after missing several games with the health and safety, or due to the health and safety protocols. He's a huge piece returning for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I would make the argument that Jared Allen is an all-star center. Obviously, Joel Embiid will be the first all-star center in the East, but I would make an argument that Jared Allen belongs in that conversation as well. But the Cleveland Cavaliers are still missing Darius Garland, who's sidelined with the health and safety protocols. And as of their previous game, as of their game against the Pelicans, Ricky Rubio is sidelined with a torn ACL, which is a huge missing piece for them. Garland's in the 95 percentile or 95th percentile in point guards and on-off net adjusted rating. But Rubio's third at a 68 percentile point guards and adjusted on off net rating. So both are key losses and missing pieces for the Atlanta Hawks, or for the Cleveland Cavaliers, especially when they're trying to defend Atlanta Hawks all-star guard Trae Young. So I kind of think Trae Young and Atlanta has their way with Cleveland, especially in feasting on a limited backcourt. But what's keeping me away from this game is Jared Allen returning. But what's got me leaning towards the Hawks are the Cleveland playing their fourth game in six nights. So they're on tired legs, but I just can't fully get there because of the return of Jared Allen. The next game that I do have a best bet, though, on is the San Antonio Spurs, +5.5 when they visit the Memphis Grizzlies. Their money line is +180. I'm putting a sprinkle on the money line as well, but for the Bet Slipping podcast record keeping purposes, I'm just going to go with the Spurs getting 5.5 points. San Antonio is better than its record indicates. They have the second worst win differential according to cleaningtheglass.com's net adjusted net rating. They have a -4 win differential, which essentially means the Spurs should have four more wins. Also, they can neutralize Memphis's fast break offense. The Spurs have the third best defensive efficiency versus transition offense, and they allowed the third fewest fast break points per game. Also, don't sleep on the absences of Dylan Brooks and D'Anthony Melton for the Memphis Grizzlies. Brooks grades in the 90th percentile of wings and on-off adjusted net rating at +10.3 points per 100 possessions. And Melton grades in the 72nd percentile of combo guards and adjusted net rating at +4.6 points per 100 possessions. So these are key players that the Memphis Grizzlies are missing. San Antonio Spurs are still missing DeJounte Murray, but I think the losses of Dylan Brooks and D'Anthony Melton more or less make up or negate the loss of DeJounte Murray. Also, this is just a better spot for San Antonio. Memphis is 6-8 against the spread as a home favorite, so not too terrible, but not very good either. Whereas the Spurs have covered four consecutive games, and the Spurs are also 7-1 against the spread when being spotted between 5 and 7 points, and they're 9-4 against the spread as a road underdog this season, with a plus 7.7 ATS margin. So I'm on the Spurs plus 5.5 here. My other best bet, again, is the Raptors minus 6.5. And that's it. That's your Friday, December 31st, Bet Slippin' Podcast. Best of luck to you, whether you fade or follow me. Shout out this podcast if you could with any of your friends or on social media. But I'll see you guys next year. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.